Visions of the Future, The Distant Past, Yesterday, Today, Tomorrow. Author, Robert Heilbronner. By the distant past, I refer to all of human existence from the appearance of Homo sapiens 150,000 years ago down to yesterday, which begins at a mere 200 or 300 years ago. Thus, our first period is marked by an enormous range of diversity in virtually every aspect of life, except one, its view of the earthly future. Moreover, the unifying aspect of that view can be described simply: the seers of the primitive tribes and communities that occupy the overwhelming bulk of the distant past, and the oracles and priests who advised the rulers of its later kingdoms and empires, looked into the future to discern every aspect of the shape of the things to come but one, the material prospects for the larger society to which they belonged. The distant past. It is not surprising that we know nothing whatever about any visions of the future held by our biological ancestors, who appeared on Earth several million years back, or that our capacity to make plausible guesses about the imagined shape of things to come was still very limited during the early Neanderthal period, only 100,000 years ago. The examination of visions of the future as expressions of the ways in which humankind has coped with the concept of death is an Ariadne's thread that will help guide our own vicarious journey through their history. But before we do to probe into these otherworldly imaginings of the future, it is helpful to remind ourselves that the starting point from which our inquiry begins is the state of expectations with respect to the prospects for life on this side of death. We can begin with a surprising fact. The first 90% of human existence is a time in which the species not only survived, but flourished. Long before the confident paintings and etchings of the Lost Caucasus and Altamira caves, hunting and gathering societies easily fulfilled essential tasks of provisioning themselves. A few examples of such hunting and gathering societies have survived into the 20th century, such as the extensively studied Kalahari bush people and scattered societies in New Guinea and South America. And it is worth recalling that the Indians, who inhabited the North American continent at the same time as English colonization, were examples of this most ancient of all social orders. Successive forms of religion introduce appraisals of the future that reinforce the passive acquiescence that is the greater lesson of material and social life. Nonetheless, these religious reinforcements add an appreciation of what must be altered in its view of the future is to ever change. This gives us some appreciation of the magnitude of change that will